All right. Well, markets continue their upward bias seen today into that virtual Jackson Hole event later this week. National Chief Market Strategist Art Hogan joins us now with an answer. No pressure, Art, right? Will the markets, you think we can continue to see that momentum continue into later in the week?
Yeah, I can tell you this. You know, what's been interesting is that the concern over the potential taper has been pretty well telegraphed over the course of the last 6 weeks. We, you know, we started talking about this two Fed meetings ago, and clearly, you know, the transparency and the commentary around Fed speakers, there has been a Fed speaker with an unexpressed thought about what the Fed should be doing, and most of them are lining up around taper. Now, it's just all about the timing. Does the Fed actually use Jackson Hole and that symposium to make an official announcement and to announce a change in policy, or do they hint at the fact that September probably brings us more news, and then we eventually find out in September that, by the way, the Fed's going to taper, they're going to start at the end of the year, and it's going to be gradual. And along the way, they're likely reduced by either 10 or 15 billion a month and try to wrap it up by the middle of next year. I think none of this really causes the sort of historic tantrum that we saw in 2013. I think this is very well telegraphed. I think what the Fed will likely try to do is communicate what's the difference between tapering and your concept around raising rates, because I think that's the big unknown right now.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned you're not expecting any sort of taper tantrum like we saw back in 2013. But I guess kind of your outlook for markets, though, in the event of a taper, which you point out has been very well telegraphed at this point, where do you think we head from here?
Well, I would tell you this. I think one of the things that feels better about markets over the course of the last several weeks is we've normalized the yield on the 10-year, right? So we had an overshoot to the downside 3 weeks ago when we took that around 112. We had an overshoot in March at 1.75. And getting back to the sort of three-month average, you know, call it 130, 135-ish. So we're heading in that direction. And I think that helps both sides of the sort of growth versus cyclical trade. I think that, you know, a normalized yield on the 10-year makes an argument for both sides of that. I think it makes an argument on the economic growth potential for the cyclicals, and it makes an argument for the... So we like our... We have exposure to both, and I think that the best way to sort of look at that is take a look at your barbell and make sure you're rebalancing every 2 months, but have exposure to growth, think thematically, have exposure to cyclical, think about the economic growth that's likely elongated into 22.
All right, we just had Double Line Capital's founder and CEO Jeffrey Gundlach on with us, and I asked him if he thought a Fed taper would be disrupted to markets. And he did say stocks would likely fall. I mean, do you expect a Fed taper? Is that a truly disruptive event to equity markets, you think?
No, that's a great question, Ryan. I think you think about it like this. So the Fed announces in September that they're going to decrease by $15 billion a month, right? Their purchases of $120 billion a month. They're going to, that means for the next, you know, call it 6 or 8 months, they're still going to be in the open market making asset purchases. When they get down to zero and they keep the balance sheet the same size, which is what they did after the great financial crisis, that means between 40 and 60 billion a month will have to be reinvested because it runs off or matures. So this is going to be a very stimulative Fed with a very large balance sheet that needs to have its runoff repurchased. Just. I think if the Fed is making a move to remove stimulus, I'm fine with that.
Well, one more question for you, Art, before we let you go. So we're talking a lot about the Fed, but is there anything else on your radar that you're paying attention to as it relates to maybe your portfolio, where you want to go? Any other events that you're monitoring?
No, I'll tell you this. The biggest event that I think we should all be monitoring is whether this Delta variant is peaking. It looks like it's peaking in some southern states where it adversely affected us the most. If we actually get to a peak and start rolling over a new case discovery, the 7-day average is actually below the 14-day average. When we actually get the recording of the new case discovery starting to recede, I think that's going to be very good news, because I think what happens then is some of that decision making that consumers have that says, hey, I'm going to put this off. I'm going to put this travel and leisure off. I'm going to put this incremental spending off, probably comes flooding back in. So I think what we're seeing right now in the month of August is some hesitancy to go out and do some things because of the Delta variant. We start to see those numbers peak and come down and get some good news on that. I think the consumer's back in the game. We'll likely have a very strong back to school and certainly a much stronger holiday shopping season year over year.
Art, it is nice to see someone still using a pencil. Can I just call it out there? I have this digital pen here. You know, it's good to see. It's good to see that old school pencil in your hand, my friend. We'll leave it there. National Chief Market Strategist Art Hogan, have a great rest of the week.